I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. Under a new law signed today, Vermonters will be informed within hours if any sewage is dumped or spilled into streams, rivers, and lakes in the state. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Before the new law, when a sewage spill occurred, officials wouldn't be required to tell the public until 24 hours later about that potential health hazard. Now, officials have to provide public notice within an hour of the sewage spill, or within 4 hours if they're too busy fixing it to call anybody. Advocates hope the shorter timeline will help Vermonters avoid the public health risks created by spilled sewage. And Environmental Conservation Commissioner Alyssa Shurin said the new law isn't just about sewage.
And in addition, this bill is also going to help as we have blue-green algae blooms to make sure that also there's an alert system and a website maintained also for those blooms so no one is exposed and people have information almost as soon as we have it.
Informing and protecting the public was the main thrust of the bill, but officials said it's also important because it will raise awareness in Vermont for the issues that lead to sewage spills. Many of the spills are caused by outdated systems that get overloaded when it rains and spill their excess into nearby rivers or lakes, and other spills are caused by infrastructure that's just too old. Those problems are solvable, but they require somebody to pay big bucks for the fix. Representative David Dean is the chair of the Fish, Wildlife, and Water Resources Committee. He says public signage near the spots where these systems actually overflow into rivers and streams will help people understand the need for these infrastructure investments.
Having these signs and having the alert system is going to educate Vermonters that we have a problem. This is not an intractable problem. It is an expensive problem. And the higher the knowledge level is in the electorate, the more willing that the legislature down the road is going to be willing to put forth the resources to be able to solve this problem once and for all.
Shurin says local officials are already stopping by state offices to pick up the new signs, and Vermonters will likely see them around the state this summer. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs in Montpelier.